Greetings to you. God bless you. Today we're going to talk about the power to resist the devil. And the only way that we can resist the devil is by being humble. It says, submit to God, resist the devil, and the devil will flee from you. But if you don't humble yourself, you have no power to resist the devil. Before we go into our scripture reading today in James chapter 4 and 1 Peter chapter 5, let's go to Psalm 25 and let us proclaim it. Psalm 25 verse 1. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Indeed, let no one who waits on you be ashamed. Let those be ashamed who deal treacherously without a cause. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all day. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindnesses, for they are from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to your mercy, remember me. For your goodness' sake, O Lord, good and upright is the Lord. Therefore he teaches sinners in the way. The humble he guides in justice, and the humble he teaches his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth to such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. Who is the man that fears the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way he chooses. He himself shall dwell in prosperity, and his descendants shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant. My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn yourself to me and have mercy on me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart have enlarged. Bring me out of my distresses. Look on my affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. Consider my enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with a cruel hatred. Keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in you. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for you. Redeem Israel, O God, out of their troubles. Let us now go to James chapter 4 and really learn how to be able to submit to God so we have the power to resist the devil and the devil will flee from us. James chapter 4 verse 1. Where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? You lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight in war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss that you may spend it on your pleasures. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. The reason why people do not have the power to resist the devil is because of pride and also because they are friends of the world, which makes them an enemy of God, which means that they have no power to resist the devil. Verse 5, or do you think that the scripture says in vain, the spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously, but he gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. The only way that you can resist the devil is by humbling yourself. Verse 7, therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up. If you are a person that continues to get offended easily, you might want to check if it's pride. If you get angry easily, check it to see if it is pride. Why are you getting angry? Why are you being offended? Let's now go to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5. Likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. Be sober, which means to be in the right mind. Be vigilant, to be awake, to watch, to be alert, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like he's an imitator, like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. But may the God of all grace, who called us to His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To Him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. May God give you the wisdom and the understanding of His word. May He fill you up with His will, the understanding and wisdom of His will. May He continue to lead you and guide you and teach you all things. And may He reveal His secrets to those that fear Him. Until next time, continue to humble yourself before the throne of grace, asking for forgiveness for anything that you have done knowingly and unknowingly that may have been displeasing to God. And always believe that when we confess our sins, God is just and faithful to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. May God continue to bless you. May He keep you, and may He always preserve your soul and preserve you from all evil. God bless you.
Thank you everyone for listening. This is Bringing Families Back Ministries, where our mission is the Great Commission. We encourage you to call our 24/7 prayer line at 702-522-1661 if you need prayer for any reason, or you can call during business hours for any questions about ministry events at 702-998-7882. We encourage you to call us and ask about Sunday service, Bible studies, millennial Bible studies, worship, and other events here at our home church in Las Vegas, Nevada. You can visit us at bringingfamiliesbackministries.com for more audio devotionals, Bible studies, soul fasts, and more. You can also visit simplyuncagedgifts.com to get a personalized Bible and a vast array of other Christian gifts. Again, thank you for listening, and God bless you in Jesus' name.